Enable the Fox FM skill in the Amazon Alexa app.
And access more fun with Kyle, Chris, and Jackie anytime.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And Luke, I like to keep the show fun and exciting and happy because the last thing you want to do when you're just waking up is be bummed out. You know what I mean? You feel me?
Yep.
Okay, well, I got to kind of break that rule, though, because I need to talk about a death. A very important one, in fact. The city of Vancouver just passed legislation that's taking one step closer to banning plastic drinking straws and cups and utensils and takeout containers. And honestly, Luke, I don't know how to feel about that. It's a good thing for the environment, don't you agree?
Yeah.
But I also recycle all of that disposable stuff. Like, here's a fun fact. Plastic utensils can be used more than once. Wow. I have a whole collection of plastic forks and spoons because, spoilers, they don't scratch the bottoms of some cookware. So if you need to stir something and you don't want to use a metal spoon, use the plastic one from KFC.
It's pretty revolutionary.
It's sad, though. But there's hope. They're not fully getting rid of them. They're just incentivizing businesses to not use as much disposable stuff.
I think it'll help the environment a lot.
It will. There's a bunch of sea turtles out there that are probably thanking Vancouver right now because they won't be munching down on some paper plates.
And plastic straws and everything, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it's cool that some places are getting rid of plastic disposable cutlery and paper plates? Or is your family reunion dependent
on paper plates? No, I think it's good to get rid of them. They gotta just basically, if they get rid of them, they save the environment more, and then they don't really like decompose and they don't break down. Plastic doesn't really. So
I feel like that's the wrong song choice for this. It sounded like a eulogy.
It did.
I just don't want to see them go. I think there's a reason to have disposable utensils and cutlery and stuff like that. But I can also see the other side where it's bad for the environment. And we want you to sound off on this. 306-783-3699. I know I do meal prep sometimes too, and takeout containers are perfect for that. It's instead of buying Tupperware, you can just reuse your old takeout containers. I know a lot of people do that and bring them to restaurants as well too. So call us, 306-783-3699 once again, or you can go to foxfmonline.ca, send us a direct message on the website or the free Fox FM app, or check us out on Facebook too. It's all there. We are open ears on this debate when it comes to disposable cups.
Nick wants a chocolate fountain. Reader wants a nacho cheese fountain. Negotiations continue.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
You're cold, aren't you, bud?
I'm freezing.
Look at you wearing your hoodie. I'm wearing short pants and a t-shirt today.
I'm just really cold always in the mornings.
You got a good reason to today. It's actually kind of ridiculous outside right now if you're just waking up. A lot of rain, a lot of clouds all over the region, you know? It's going to be one of those days. It'll let up by the weekend, thankfully.
I think it'll make lots of people happy, though, because it's all the dryness.
Everybody on the fields right now, yeah, because the season's going on, get some moisture in the ground. That's perfect. I can handle a little bit of rain. One thing, though. My car has been in the shop for a few days now. I get it back tomorrow, so I've been walking to work. I thought, I'm going to bike, because it's nice enough. Yesterday, I did a little tune-up on my bike for the season. And I biked to work today for the first time, and it was raining.
So not a really good first day for biking, I'd say.
Well, I wore a raincoat. I don't have a back fender, so a lot of water splashed up on my back. So I got like that thing going on my coat, on like the dirt streak. It feels like I sat in a puddle. That's not a good feeling right now, I gotta tell you, Luke. Everything's wet. Well, it's not even wet anymore. It's been like an hour or two. It's damp. I'm just like damp right now. I'm a damp sponge. You know, shout outs to Kyle Kazema, who's going to have to sit in this office chair after I'm done, because he's going to sit down and probably just jump out of the chair, because I think I'm getting like a solid moisture, you know, pad here on the office chair.
He's going to steal my chair and then I'll have to sit on it.
I hope it's not raining by the time I leave work today, because I got a bike home. I'm still thinking about that. Or do I just live with it? Is this just my life today at work, where I have just dampness where I don't feel so fresh.
I think, yeah, that's probably your, that's what you're going to have to live with for, I guess just today, because if it's going to rain for probably a little longer today, so you're probably going to be going home and it's going to be raining again, so.
What's the weekend forecast looking like? Nice?
Lots of sunshine for the weekend, actually. Well, Sunday you're getting some sun, and same with Saturday, so. Friday's rain, though, so.
Oh, my goodness. I get my car back tomorrow, though, so. Or I can just start bringing an extra pair of underpants to work. I should probably do that anyways, too. You never know. You should always have that emergency underpants somewhere, like in a desk drawer or something.
Nick and Reader on Fox FM.
One's like the kid in grade school that ate worms.
The other ate paste.
Kind of gross, right? More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Can you already believe that it's May long?
It feels like it's only still like April.
I'm actually kind of excited, too, because I was looking at the forecast for the weekend, at least in the Yorkton, Melville sort of area. It's going to be sunny and nice, which is so rare on May long. I don't think I've ever, like, gone out to, like, the cabin at May long when it wasn't raining. You feel me?
It's always ugly weather.
It's always May long and Craven are, like, two places where it just always rains. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel you.
I'm very excited for May long this weekend. I also want to say, though, keep in mind there is a province-wide fire ban. This is a thing that's going on right now. We haven't really talked fire ban this week. You mentioned in the news a couple times. Yeah. It's been upgraded. On like Monday and Tuesday, they posted a list of the communities that are under fire ban. Now it's just a province-wide fire ban.
There is really no list. It's just a...
Yeah, from all the everyone. Way from the border all the way up to Clearwater, it's fire ban. No, so keep that in mind. If you're going to be going out camping, you can still do... barbecues
yeah.
and as well as approved barbecue boxes and like parks and stuff. You can use yeah. those for yeah. fires, but no open fires, all that. Just follow the fire ban, guys. It's easy. Like, I don't want to see like brush fires and forest fires. Prince Albert right now is dealing with some heavy stuff when it comes to fires too, and it's the season. I know we got a little bit of moisture today. We're going to get some tomorrow. Just respect the fire ban. That's all I gotta say.
Simple. Keep it simple. Yep.
Keep it simple.
Nick's really into fermenting things. Reader's trying to get copper coil from the station engineer.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
You can also vote right now in the first round of Patch Up Your Pat. Of course, Luke, Patch Up Your Pat is going on right now. It's where you can vote. You got five photos to look at. Number one. They're looking to do some renovations on a guest bedroom. Number two, they want to do some renovations on the front of their house. You know, got some cabinetry. We got some ugly 70s carpet. And little write-ups as well, too. So you can go vote right now. I'm not going to tell you who's in the lead. You got to go find out for yourself because we want you to vote. The winner of today moves on to round two. And then we're going to have five new ones tomorrow. So every single day, you can go vote for Patch Up Your Pad. See these ugly houses. They're ugly for a reason. They're going to get better if they move on to round two eventually, maybe win that $2,000 prize. What's your favorite?
I kind of looked at the one on the bottom right there, number five, I think.
Oh, number five, yeah.
Needs those cabinets need to go, I think. Time for maybe some new ones.
It's not just the cabinets, I think. It's like that decorative piece above the sink that like everyone seems to have in the 1970s.
Like, squiggle, and it makes it look like it's a window. Like a
old nice little cabinets, window. Man. You're unbelievable. They might be moving on to get some new cabinets, courtesy of one of our great sponsors for Patch Up Your Pad. That's round one, so go vote all day today. Round two starts again tomorrow. It's all happening at foxfmonline.ca. And while you're there, hey, sign up to become a fox hunter. Keep that in mind, too. If you're not a fox hunter right now, you should be. We're giving away stuff exclusively to fox hunters all the time. Check your inbox, sign up. You might be a big winner yourself.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.